Okay, so what I want to show you is just a couple of lines. Imagine you have a source, a blob, and a focus, right? And this is the energy of the two photons, and this is the photon density. And you are traveling in the noise pattern, gamma. And there is a magnetic field. These are all things that you need. You can write the signals of energy, the characteristic energy that you need, as your magnetic energy. Gamma square and gamma, that you call gamma break or gamma characteristic. This is where the electron distribution has a break and where you get the peak. Times delta, but I'm not going to write delta, I'm going to write gamma. Because the Doppler factor and gamma are the same if you get something big. Now, this is symmetry. The component frequency would be this is photons times gamma over gamma square. You take the ratio of these two equations. And what you get is V over gamma. So what you get out of this, by the integration, you get V over gamma in function of these two observables. Nothing else. This drops out, and this is just enough. So this gives you V over gamma. You can get V over gamma in a different way. You say, I have a source. This source has a certain quantum dominance, the quantum power to the signature power. So, quantum dominance, let me call it K, L quantum over LCD. And the way this thing scales is the commoving photon density, which is basically, you know, gamma square, and the factor of 430 here, but we can ignore it, divided by the synchrotron, by the magnetic field energy, which is B square over 8 pi, or 8 pi. Okay, this again gives you, if you invert this, this gives you again the B over gamma. Oh, you cannot see the red? Okay. So this gives us the B over gamma. The same as that here, the B over gamma. These two B over gammas, of course, have to agree. So anyway, the B over gamma is from here. Gamma is from here. I keep two dominance. And the ratio of the two frequencies, the quantum frequency and the synchrotron frequency, are locked. You cannot pick them at will. So you just write down there. So I have a quantum dominance by just equating this and taking the factor of 430, you get 32 pi u naught, this guy here, divided by 3, and here you have square, the quantum energy, divided by 2 naught, synchrotron energy, and decrease. The bottom line here is that you have a source, it's in a photon field, travels in the gamma, Lorentz factor of gamma. You observe, so let's see what are the observables. You observe the external quantum, you observe the synchrotron. Now, imagine that you do not even know what the quantum dominance is. If you know a value for the photon field in which you travel and the characteristic frequency or energy of the photon field, you get the quantum dominance. If you do the numbers here for a blob traveling in the broadband region, you get the quantum dominance of the field, which is more or less okay. If you do the same numbers for something traveling in the molecular torus, you get the quantum dominance, which is about 1,000, which is not what we usually observe. So I agree that, I admit that there is a range with which you can value six photon energy, but I think that this simple argument tells us that if you really believe in external quantum emission, it's preferable to get it from the BLR than from traveling in the molecular torus. So this is the first result out of this. Now, let's say that you really believe in this. You really believe that you are dealing with an external component in interpretation. Then you have an expression here that, that connects your K, your quantum dominance, which is an observable, with E quantum over ES square, which means that you expect to get A over the quantum of over E square. If everything happens in a single photon field with a single energy, you expect to get your sorted on a line like that. You go, you do the numbers, and what's fine? It's super pretty scattered lot. We did this yesterday with Eileen, trying to see what if this plays out. So what we got is a scatter plot. So super preliminary. It seems that if you want to believe in an external quantum, it's not easily done in the molecular torus. If you want to try to do it in the BLR, you expect a nice line. You get scattering. Maybe after all, Marcel is right. Anyway, that's the cartoon. Yeah. Yeah, the peak. That's a good point. That would alter this equation, right? It would take away the square. Yeah, that would allow the dominance to, yeah. So if you are deep in the Klein Cinna, yes. This is a rough argument. So if you but I should try it. Anyway, that's a very good point, yes.
So, I think that almost
well I was supposed to do it in 2 minutes, and Dick,
yeah, but Dick, I mean, if you go over the cosmology, it says that in terms of the cosmology, very much.
Yeah, but the things that for E-nodes, in the BLR, you know, you have the line emission, which is about 10 eV. You cannot really move the
whole right.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes. So. Okay, maybe I didn't explain this properly. These two numbers are one thing for the BLR and a very different thing for the molecular torus. So I'm not arguing they are the same, no. Sorry. Kelvin, then you are further out and you are SSC of the age, basically.
It's 1,200 Kelvin. That's right.
Yes. So you would have a range here, I agree. The photon density in the BLR, in the molecular torus, is going to go down by a factor of 10 to the 2, more or less, compared to what you get in the broad line region. This energy is going to go down by a factor of at least half. Go from 10 eV to 0.1 eV. So this is going to give you, this is the dominant. These things are fighting each other. But you get more or less quantum dominance, which is a factor of 100 higher than what you get in the DMR. I mean,
I have one.
Are you doing the cooling in this model? That's correct, but I think what comes out of this single exercise is that the quantum dominance you will get as you travel out of the VLR is going to increase. You mean when you go beyond the molecular torque, then it's SSE. Then it's some kind of SSE, all your spine synthesis.
Now you're a pro at this, right? Yeah, I shot in 2 minutes.